not funny. It's not. No, stop it. Every time that they make... Stop it! You're pissing me off! They start making these explosion noises in the mic and their tracks start peaking on the goddamn in the recording studio program, and I have to try to deal with it in post. I hate you both! Fuck you and fuck you. Let's go to the new feature, shall we? This is a brand new one that we're going to start doing on a weekly basis called the Movie of the Week Review. Kristen, take it away.
Okay, so this week...
Wait, not quite yet. I gotta get my hat on.
Sorry.
That visor looks awesome on you, man.
Thank
you.
Brings out your eyes.
It's a firefighter hat.
He got so into this movie that he felt he needed to get into the character by wearing the costumes.
Because I am an actor.
Oh, I was going to say something else.
Because you are gay.
Something like that.
Ding.
So anyways, this week we all individually reviewed Flashpoint starring Jenna Jameson.
That would be Brad Armstrong's Flashpoint by Wicked Pictures and Adam and Eve Productions starring Jenna Jameson.
That doesn't all matter.
Oh, it doesn't matter. However you say Jenna Jameson, it still is hot.
Okay.
All right.
And so that's my first point.
Jackass!
Just keep on saying it. It's hot no matter what, Kristen.
Jenna Jameson, no longer hot. I said it right. Jenna Jameson.
No.
She's no longer hot after seeing this movie, and it came out, what, 8 years ago? I'm just really unimpressed with her again. Or still. Newly found.
You're batting 100 there. You want? I have a shovel out on
still
the belt
now.
Out in the garage. You want one?
So anyways, let's get back
Jenna
to the point.
Jenna Jameson's a whore.
I didn't say that. She's just tore up from the floor up. I mean, seriously.
She's tore up from the floor up.
It's like she's got a hot body, that's for sure. But it's just like her face is just so... There's something about it, some quality that I just... She's cute.
It's
she's
called
a cute
collagen,
girl.
Honey.
But as she gets older, she's just looking more ragged. And her hair is just ragged. And so it's like there was one
her
scene...
Hair?
There's one.
Who the fuck is looking at her hair?
A girl watching a porno?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if I believe you. I don't think that you
I care about her hair.
Dude, if she brought the hair up, obviously it bugged her.
I noticed it. The one scene that I thought she was really hot in was the scene she was wearing a big, long, blonde wig.
Ooh,
the fire, the dream
fire,
scene.
That was the
dream sequence?
That was hot. The
Ooh,
dream scene.
Yeah,
she plays
a
dominatrix in a devil costume with like a spike collar, and she's got
skin
this
tight,
long,
red
platinum
latex
blonde hair.
With flames.
Hot.
Ooh.
Very hot. That was my favorite scene of hers. And otherwise, like, there were some good scenes I really liked. There were some I was unimpressed with, like the fire truck orgy scene.
Yeah.
I really didn't need that. And my favorite scene, though, probably, okay, it's a toss-up.
Okay.
Okay, there's three scenes that were my favorite. The one I already mentioned, the dream sequence, the fire scene.
Yep.
There was also the group sex session that happened at the pool, the drowning survivor's house with Asia Carrera.
Yeah, that was pretty
hot.
That
was good. That was a good one. And then also the lesbian scene with Jenna. Like, that was the hottest lesbian scene I've ever seen.
Did you hear that?
You're crazy.
That's exactly what I said.
She's also well.
It was.
You're both
of the
females.
Yeah.
Wasn't it?
Also, they were doing it on a toilet, and that's hot.
And she was trying to. You're right. I'm sorry, Mike. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. I just don't like watching women who can bench press me. Like. I just kept on thinking throughout that whole thing, God, if I walked into that restroom, they wouldn't be like, yeah, you can watch. They'd be like, let's fuck them up.
Which, once again, just lets everyone know how much of a little pussy boy Mike is.
Yeah, exactly.
No, it's just
Mike's afraid of porn stars.
And don't... No, well, and maybe it's because my new screen. I just got a projector, and Jenna Jameson's tits were, like, bigger than my head.
He did get a new projector. It was pretty cool.
And so this thing, my wall is now the screen.
70 inches, isn't it? The picture, 70 inches.
And so you're damn straight. Those fucking porn stars were scary looking when they were all huge and rawr.
All right. So real quick, give me your...
overall, I would say, I mean, for as big a budget it was, it had... I wasn't that impressed. But, I mean, the sex was good, but you don't need a huge budget to make the sex good.
This was notoriously... It was kind of a first in the porn industry, actually, because this was the highest budgeted porn film ever.
Yeah.
Up until, was it 2 years ago?
They had a helicopter.
Yeah, I think like up until 2 years. Yeah.
They had pyrotechnics. They had gem effects from Hollywood to come out and do fire effects for them.
And also, no amount of money in the world can make those people good actors. Oh my God. Terrible. It's like, it's so sad I can't even laugh. You know, it's like, it's kind of funny because it's just so terrible, but it's just beyond terrible. And I just am like, just get on with the sex already. And like, once the intro was over, for the most part, it was just straight sex scenes one after another, thank God. But there wasn't a lot of, you know, dialogue after that point.
So rate this for me on a scale of 1 to 10. 10 being the hottest thing you've ever seen, and 1 being the bridges of Madison County.
I give it an 8. An 8.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I'd give it an 8. Well, there's not a lot of stuff that's really great out there. I mean, there's good stuff, but that was good. I mean, they had some good actresses.
Now, good on. Now, are like, we rating
I
it
really
on a
like
scale?
Aisha Carrera.
Are we rating it on a scale that, like for us personally, we enjoyed it and therefore it gets an 8? Or are we rating it for the listeners saying, hey, it's an 8, go see it? I know it might not be the best, but, you know, blah, blah, blah.
I think that we need to go with the assumption that we are all knowing. 8 is, that's it. Go see it.
Yeah, it's an 8.
It was an 8.
I give it an 8 out of 10. Right. Yeah.
Very nice. Mike, what do you think?
3 words.
Okay.
Too much makeup. Fake. Fake.
That's what it's all about, though.
No, it's about fucking, not makeup. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. When was the last Jenna Jameson movie you saw? I mean, seriously.
No.
She's got you, dude.
But see, part of the reason that I was
mean,
having...
do you watch that gross, hippie, hairy shit on, like, the internet or something? Because, oh, that's...
70s.
No, I watch pornos with realistic women so that my fantasies can
boring.
Be a little bit more down to earth. Sorry, I don't like tits that never move.
They move.
Not
much.
Hardly.
Not much.
Did you see Jenna running out of the shower?
Yes.
They were flopping all
Actually,
over the place.
Actually, yeah, that was my other thing was I had to wait way too long for the first fucking...
It did take a while for it to initiate.
12 minutes, I think. I timed it. It was great to see the shower scene. Like, that was in the opening credits, and that was kind of cool. But then I watched a funeral. I'm not really sure. I put on a porno and I am all of a sudden we're watching some dude's funeral. That kind of got me down, but then they started fucking and I got back into it pretty quick.
That got you back up. Okay, right.
Too much makeup though? Boo.
So, well, no, that was part of the lesbian scene problem. Was their eye makeup?
This just goes with you being intimidated by women.
Seriously. No, I mean, that's what you expect with pornos, especially with these big actresses. That's what they have. They have scary long
nails. That's what I'm saying. I don't watch these kinds of pornos. That's my whole point.
Judgmental.
Okay, so...
No, I just don't like them.
On a scale of 1 to 10, Kristen gave it an 8. Mike, now you have a slightly different scale, don't you? This is the
I don't know if I had a scale.
We were talking about this. This is the time scale, remember? Rated
oh,
in...
Oh, that's right. That's right. Sorry.
So from... Now, this isn't overall. This is your very best scene, your favorite one.
Oh.
That would have to
be the fire... The dream sequence, the fire scene.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to have to say...
That was with TT Boy,
42 seconds.
Yep. Okay.
42
which
seconds.
Is, which is kind of, that's a lower score for the movie, I'd
42
say.
Seconds?
Yeah.
That's the amount of time it takes for you to finish while you're relaxing?
Yeah.
Relaxating.
Relaxating.
Show a little respect.
Okay.
And that's how I will rate these movies, is on a scale of 0 being before I even put it in, I'm there.
That's a double entendre.
And we'll say a minute being like... Lame.
Turn the page.
Yeah.
Take it back. Get your money back.
All
right. For the listeners out there that are a little bit more enlightened, I would just like to give you my review right here of Brad Armstrong's Flashpoint.
I'm going
to
take a timeout.
Oh, no, I wrote it down. Check this out. So, this film...
You want a marshmallow?
Yeah.
What? Shut up and listen. Here we go. This is my review. This film chronicles the lives of a tight-knit group of co-ed firefighters as they try and cope with the death of one of their own in the first scene of the movie. Now, far from a typical firefighter flick like Backdraft or The Towering Inferno, this film deals less with putting out fires and explosive action sequences and more with the psychological consequences that the death of a teammate can bring about. Now, there's also an interesting subplot dealing with arson. Dealing with arson! This is serious. This is like, come on now. Shut up! Shut up! Shut up! I sat here all nice agreeing with you and you, so shut up and listen to my goddamn review. Subplot dealing with arson. Okay, here's the quick God damn it. Here's a quick synopsis. I'm going to get this finished whether you fuckers like it or not.
I almost choked to death on that marshmallow right there.
Oh my God.
So my life flashed before me. Firefighter, are you able to do CPR? No, it's
not
really good.
Not on you. All right, the protagonist is named Jenna, and the film starts out with her and her crew rushing out
by
to the scene of a car
crash.
By the way,
is that a common thing in porns to, like, just go by their regular
names? Real names?
Yeah.
You mentioned the worst acting ever, and I'm going to have to say, if they changed their names, things would get all fucked up.
Fucks a lot.
I think probably that's a safety precaution, using their real name.
Because they wouldn't pick up on it otherwise?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. They'd probably get confused. They'd be like, who?
Pretty much. So anyway, at the end of the first scene, one of the firefighters, like Mike was talking about, dies, and there's a big funeral and everything. And I thought it was interesting that, so after the funeral, the different members of the crew express their grief in their own respective ways. And I found it to be interesting that across the board, the primary method of coping with this grief was sex. Are you just being rude, or is that you trying to say, sex.
Fuck.
See, everyone ends up hooking up with everyone else, and I thought it was a really different take.
Swapping cum, if you will.
Facials.
Shut up! It was a different take on the human condition.
Yeah.
It was a cool choice
for
Brad Armstrong to showcase human instinct and our collective behaviors in time of crisis. Now, listen up. It was like by physically bringing the cast together in sexual union.
Was there any 69 in this movie?
I didn't see any.
But no, that's a serious question.
It was symbolically bringing them closer together to say that we support each other.
I liked that. The dirty talk.
It's true.
Yeah.
That was good. With especially girls, there were some really good girls.
You know what? I found
kept on mouthing shit that was really hot. Like she mouth it.
Oh yeah.
And I was like, oh, keep mouthing it, baby. I don't need to hear it. Keep mouthing it.
Yeah, that was hot.
I found it interesting that Brad Armstrong decided to go with
script that he
30 frames a second a TV aspect rather than the 24 frame cinematic.
There ain't no paper or pencils anywhere around. It's more like lubrication and tissues.
Spit in the palm.
And I'm done.
I'm sorry, dude. What were you saying? Something about a protagonist and a movie or something?
I hate you guys so much.
I'm sorry, I missed that. Are you done? Oh. Buddy.
Kristen gives it an 8. Mike gives it 42 seconds. I'd like to say, go fuck yourselves, both of you.